Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. Today, we have Kara Onaswari, Director of Business and Workforce Development for the City, as well as the Director of the Church Street Marketplace. Kara, it's so lovely to have you here.
Thanks
on the next.
Thanks for having
yeah.
me.
Yeah. So, Kara, you're the Director of Business and Workforce Development.
Yep.
And you're the Director of the Church Street Marketplace.
Yes.
And in my mind, in many ways, you're the steward of the downtown.
In some ways, sure. Yeah. My department also supports business and commercial activity in other pockets of the city, which we've definitely seen grow. For example, the Old North End or the South End. Obviously, originally, the center of commercial activity for the city was the Church Street Marketplace and still is. Definitely, the four blocks of the marketplace. But we're definitely seeing that sort of economic activity expand.
Yeah. So just so folks understand where you fit in the government infrastructure.
Yeah.
You're a little bit of an odd duck, the way kind of BED is an odd duck. We're a general, you know, we are not a general funded department.
Yeah.
Tell us
so
about you.
I have two. The Church Street Marketplace is an enterprise fund, so we raise our own. We're a classic bid, a business improvement district, where the property owners and by extension the business owners through their leases pay into a fund that helps market and maintain and program the business improvement district itself, which in Burlington is the four blocks of Church Street between Main and Pearl that are bricked over. And then I also run Business and Workforce Development, which is a general fund department. We offer a lot of technical support, a lot of support for micro businesses in the community and helping them grow, really helping grow our locally owned small business community. And in addition, supporting the businesses from the workforce side to make sure we have a workforce that can support our small business community.
Yeah, so that is a lot on your plate. And, you know, before we started recording, we talked about the interplay of net zero, which is our work to reduce fossil fuels in the built environment and ground transportation sectors. Mm-hmm. But the importance of thinking about that in a bigger context, including sort of the role and the interplay of net zero and, say, the economy.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that connection?
I definitely think there's a connection. I think some people can think that there's a tension between the two. I think we can have both. I think Burlington is great at modeling that we can have both. We can have economic growth, and we can also keep our eye on the climate and make sure that we're not having a negative impact as well. When you mention net zero energy, you know, my head goes to fossil fuels and automobiles and transportation and things of that sort and getting to our businesses to be able to support them. And then I think about the housing crisis that we have in the state, we have in the city, and our efforts to increase the housing stock. And I am a big proponent of having more density in our city, which we saw when we passed neighborhood code, which calls for more dense buildings in areas that were previously zoned for single-family homes. We have the Memorial Block, which we're discussing putting housing in. All that sort of having your built-in consumer base really close to your business districts where people can hop on their bike, walk, live, work, and play in the same area, I think really reduces our climate impact. We therefore don't become a city that the majority of consumers are driving to. Instead, our consumers are living here and they're walking to take care of their errands. We, you know, they're getting their groceries on foot. They are popping into their shops and restaurants, and they can do all of that without a car.
We have more work to do. We're starting to see more bike lanes. We're starting to see more biking and walking. It's really exciting.
Yeah. It's all so intertwined, and we really need to be looking at it that way. Businesses and property owners that are thriving, commercial property owners, let's say, that are thriving in our city are better positioned to be upgrading their buildings and making real strong climate and weatherization decisions because financially they can do it. And everyone has that goal. Like, I don't see resistance so much to that goal. I see financial anxiety around some of those goals. So I think making sure we have that synergy and that vibrancy downtown will make it more possible and more likely that you're going to see these types of upgrades and buildings that we're looking for.
Now, you talked about the Memorial Block, and my ears really perked up. Can you tell us where we are with that development and housing on that space?
Yeah. Last fiscal year, we signed an MOU with a private developer. So we are hoping to move forward with a public-private project on that block. We're at a phase right now where we're going to be engaging the community, because Memorial Auditorium was obviously a beloved little side note. When I was a teenager, I saw my first concert at Memorial Auditorium. It was the Stray Cats. and that's a beloved community space. And part of that MOU is retaining a community space in there, but also putting housing on that block. There is a lot of space on that block. It's not at the highest and best use. And then obviously with these new projects, we have more stringent climate goals with new buildings. And so those are already, so to speak, baked in.
So tell us about sort of Kitty Corner across the street, what was formerly the VFW spot.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a new housing project that is spearheaded by Champlain Housing Trust. And the city worked hard to make that agreement come together. And there will be more housing units there. Density in our downtown is really our goal. It really is. And our mixed-use zoning helps us have both commercial and residential activation of those spaces. And we just need to continue to use the tools we have to create that density.
So tell us where we are with Great Streets, because it will be great when it's done. I imagine it's a little traumatic
disruptive
for folks now.
It's disruptive right now. Any of these sort of large municipal infrastructure projects, they're painful when you're in them. And anyone who's been around the city sees we have several of them going on. Some of that is related to the funding sources. When you get the funding, a lot of these are through federal grants, whether it's congressionally directed spending or through transportation department. And when the money comes, you know, sometimes it all comes at once. Sometimes you don't get the grants, but when you get it, and then you got to start digging, and then the disruptions are absolutely there. So we are hearing a lot of consternation from the business community, which I completely understand. But we are going to be left with wider sidewalks that will allow businesses to activate, have outdoor cafes and things of that sort. We'll be able to activate it with the arts and music. And again, that will encourage people who will want to build downtown and buy and live downtown.
Generally speaking, do you want to tell us a little bit about the South End?
Yeah, generally speaking, in the South End, as many know, was historically zoned for manufacturing. The best example of that is our breweries. But given our housing crunch, we are seeing some pockets in the South End that are not fully developed. And we're taking that opportunity to move some project forward. One of them is fairly large. It's on Lakeside Ave. We're looking to collaborate with our private partners to have a lot more housing down there and have it be a little bit taller than maybe people are used to. I believe it will fit in nicely. And we're seeing a lot of economic activity in the South End as well. So tying this back to our net zero energy goals, I really do see that where we have commercial activity, so we have a lot more shops, restaurants, breweries popping up in the South End, I think housing goes perfectly with that.
Well, this has been great, Carr. I really appreciate tying in sort of transportation, density, some of the development that's happening downtown, including the Great Streets work. Reminding us, of course, that the city includes the South End and there's dynamism happening here.
Definitely.
I wonder, do you want to leave listeners with an ask? I'm curious.
I do think that you can have positive economic development in your community and still reach your climate goals. So I think that's really important. And the final ask I have for everyone is please come downtown, come to Burlington, support your city. And I love that our residents are still shopping and dining local. So that's my ask.
Yeah. Thank you, Cara.
Yeah. My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jen.
Yeah. Really appreciate it. Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy. If you have any questions about this podcast or what BED offers regarding incentives, rebates, or technological support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're always here to help and look forward to engaging with you on our mutual path to net zero energy.